Welcome to What's Up Bainbridge. I'm your host, Sonia Scare. Today I'm speaking with Mike Lissagor. Mike is the author of Personal Growth in the Time of COVID, What We Can Learn from Prominent Artists, Writers, Philosophers, and Musicians. This collection of essays has been published by Arts and Humanities Bainbridge. Mike is a contributing writer to their Bainbridge Currents online website. To quote Linda Semlitz, president of the board, this book is a timely source of inspiration and hope for everyone struggling to do more than just survive the pandemic and recent socio-political chaos. Hi, Mike. Welcome. Thanks for being with me today on the Zoom call.
What a total pleasure.
Mike, would you please tell us how this book came to be and what inspired you to write the collection of essays?
Well, for most of my adult life, I've processed my feelings through writing essays for magazines and blogs, both to inform and to try to inspire and give hope to others. I sometimes feel like my brain is hardwired to my keyboard. My ideas for what to write have typically come to me while my wife and I do our Buddhist chanting in the morning and evening, something we've done for over 50 years. About a year and a half ago, I started writing a monthly perspective for Arts and Humanities Bainbridge, or AHB. One morning, soon after the pandemic hit, I decided I would try to look on the web to see how artists who were explorers, healers, activists, and visionaries had described their own creative process and what lessons they'd learned about thriving during challenging times such as we're facing now. This became a weekly series of articles about 34 well-known artists, writers, philosophers, and musicians, including Helen Keller, Bill Withers, Annie Leibovitz, Lily Tomlin, Ansel Adams, Sir Isaac Newton, Kevmo, Leo Tolstoy, and George O'Keefe, to name just a few. Finally, in last November, I approached AHB about publishing these as a book. This is something I've successfully done with my magazine columns several times before, with both business and autobiographical books, including Romancing the Buddha, which I also did as a one-man show at Bainbridge Performing Arts. It can be seen on YouTube.
It's been almost a year since the pandemic hit us here in the U.S. How has the pandemic affected artists, and what are the creatives in our community learning during this time?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I know so many people have been using this time of forced isolation to rediscover abandoned artist endeavors, and others who have taken up new creative projects. Everything from making masks to watercoloring to photography to learning an instrument to making videos, because after all, anyone can be creative. Fortunately, my band, Good Karma Blues, doesn't have to depend on our music as an income. So my heart really goes out to the numerous artists and musicians on the island for whom this isn't the case. Life is, of course, a challenge for them, even without a pandemic. A few have translated their energy to online activities, courtesy of BPA and BEMA and Barn, and sales on sites such as Bainbridge Currents Online's marketplace. It's also not unusual at any time for artists to supplement their income with day jobs. Fortunately, our local businesses have been making an effort to try to employ them while we get through this crazy time. I asked a few of my artist friends about lessons they may have recently learned. Some of the responses included, "I've learned not to worry about things I can't control, and to spend times on the things I can actually do, contribute to, or influence. And being in nature helps me see things in the larger perspective." And perhaps my favorite was, "I have been using this health crisis to inform my art."
I think for me, I've also been doing kind of more creative things now that we've been kind of locked up, and certainly getting out in nature more has been important to really, you know, get a perspective on where I am right now and what I have control over. So I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I agree. Thank goodness for being able to walk outside.
You write about your own personal stories through each of these famous people. I like how you took a quote from each person and weaved it into your narrative. That combination gives rise to a message of hope and inspiration. What are you optimistic about moving forward?
First, I remind myself almost daily of Helen Keller's quote, "We could never learn to be brave and patient if there were only joy in the world." What is the most difficult is knowing that so many people around the world are suffering. But I'm encouraged by the countless stories of bravery as neighbors reach out to neighbors and thousands risk their lives on the front line to help the sick and elderly. I'm hopeful that this difficult situation will ultimately bring the world closer with a shared sense of respect and responsibility. Lawrence Edward Carter Sr., an American professor and civil rights expert, summed up his hope for the human race in this way. "We humans cannot experience peace unless we are free, free of addiction, free of anger or grudge, free of anxiety, hopelessness, fear, or depression, free of victimhood, free from being unforgiving, free from wanting to exact revenge, free from self-deception, free from denial, projection, and avoidance. Freedom means being free from self-imposed negative beliefs, from old stories that limit and confine us. When we are free of these things, all of life has the opportunity to manifest as love." I guess I would add that, as has become abundantly clear, security doesn't really exist in nature or in our own lives. And that even every smallest positive action we take is extremely meaningful. Whether that is to inspire a child, befriend the checker behind the plexiglass screen at the local market, or encourage a friend over FaceTime, I know that greatness is comprised of many small steps. And this gives me tremendous hope.
I think people are starting to think more about kindness in their lives, doing the little things to help their family, their neighbors, just reaching out. And I think especially we need to be kind to ourselves at this time.
Yeah, I love Gandhi's quote too. What is it? Hope grows at a snail's pace.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, you know, sometimes I have to remind myself to be patient, you know, that if things aren't going to change overnight, but they, right. We are, but I like to think we're going in the right direction, even though we, and that even the setbacks are necessary to lift the rug, because if you don't lift the rug, you can't see the dirt that's under it.
Right. Exactly. Mike, you're going to be donating the royalties from your book to the nonprofit organization, AHB, Arts and Humanities Bainbridge. What do you value about AHB and their mission?
It's funny this came up today because about an hour ago I PayPal'd the first royalties from December and January to AHB. What a great feeling, because it's such an important organization. And I've been involved with Arts and Humanities Bainbridge off and on for over 15 years since I was on the public art committee when we first moved here and coordinated the poetry banners at the ferry terminal contest. I strongly believe that art transforms lives. I've seen it with myself and so many others. And I love that AHB's mission is based on the belief that exploration through the arts and humanities creates knowledge, understanding, and compassion in our world. Nurturing our local artists reveals and elevates creative potential. And AHB provides opportunities for artists to prosper, our youth to learn through art, and the community to engage in collaborative events. So I'm grateful to be able to support their mission in this small way.
Well, I'm sure they really appreciate that. And we're very fortunate to be living on an island where the creative soul is elevated and celebrated.
Yeah, absolutely. It's we're so fortunate.
What's your message to our Bainbridge Island community right now?
The natural response to COVID-19 virus seems to be rather polarized. People are either excessively concerned about getting ill and possibly dying, or they seem to go into denial as if they can somehow get away with experiencing birth and old age and sickness, but not death. A healthier reaction, in my opinion, is to accept the impermanence and the fragility of life and take reasonable precautions for oneself and others, and then live each day with as much kindness and creativity as possible, which is a thought virus worth getting. It helps me to acknowledge that throughout history, there have always been greedy, narcissistic, hypocritical leaders. And being swayed by every outlandish, immoral, and frightening tweet and threat I read or hear is highly unproductive. Well, it's predictive, but not very unproductive. To quote Andrew Bernstein, remember that stress doesn't come from what's going on in your life. It comes from your thoughts about what's going on in your life. So I'm also reminded yet again that we humans have a tendency to blame our sufferings and challenges on circumstances and people beyond our control. And while on one level this may be valid, the Buddhist principle of the oneness of life and its environment explains that the root causes of our individual sorrow and joy actually originate from within. This is what's projected onto the screen of our life. Collectively, the quality of our social and political environment is a reflection of people's inner life condition, as well as their ability or inability to get along. Therefore, change ourselves, change society.
That's great food for thought. Change ourselves, change society. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us about your book. Where can people connect with you, and where can they purchase the book?
People can contact me at my website, romancingthebuddha.com, Buddha's B-U-D-D-H-A, or Mike at romancingthebuddha.com. My two latest books are Personal Growth in the Time of COVID, and the other book is My 50 Years of Buddhist Practice, which talks about how I've dealt with serious depression, childhood trauma, being a parent, my wife's multiple sclerosis, all through my Buddhist practice and therapy. Both of these books are available in paperback from Eagle Harbor Books website or in paperback and for Kindle on Amazon.com.
Great. Well, we'll include a link to those sites on our BCB page. And thanks again for joining me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
And thanks to our audience for listening to this episode of What's Up, Bainbridge, which is brought to you by BCB, a community service of Barn.